好，我们一起来读几处圣经。第一处是约翰福音八章十二节。
Let's read some scriptures. The first place is Book of John, chapter 8, verse 12.
好，翻到我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
耶稣又对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。”
John 8, verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
然后我们读，约翰福音十二章的四十四到四十六节。
Still in the book of John, chapter 12, verse 44 through 46.
好，我们一起来读。耶稣大声说：“信我的不是信我，乃是信那差我来的。人看见我，就是看见那差我来的。我到世上来，乃是光，叫凡信我的不住在黑暗里。”
Then Jesus cried out and said, "He who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me."I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness.
好，最后我们再来读以赛亚书六十章第一到三节。
Lastly, let's read the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verse 1-3.
好，看到我们一起来读，兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到，耶和华的荣耀发现照耀你。看哪，黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民，耶和华却要显现照耀你，他的荣耀要现在你身上，万国要来救你的光，君王要来救你发现的光辉。
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people.But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Let's have another word of prayer.
Lord, we thank you.
You are the true light, in you there's no dark.
凡信你的就得着这生命的光，就不住在黑暗里。
Whoever believes in you will receive this light of life, will not abide in darkness.
你带你的儿女走这条光明的路。
Please guide and lead your children to be on this way of light.
因为你是天上的荣光。
Because you are heavenly sunshine.
凡仰望你的，你就照亮他前面的路。
Who raise our face and look upon you, you may shine on through the way ahead of him.
众儿女要欢欢喜喜的来仰望你。
All of your children will look upon you joyfully.
带我们走这条属天的路，通往光明的路。
May you lead us on this heavenly way, the way to the light.
我们感谢你，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
我们先来思想一个问题。
Now let's think about a question first.
一个正常的人，他所要生存必不可少的有三样物质是什么？
So what are the three essential substances for the survival of a normal human being?
那我们头一个想到的一定是空气。
Now the first thing we can think about is air.
空气是必不可少的。
Air is essential.
没有空气，人大概活不过几分钟。
So without it, a person may be survived for a few minutes.
那第二样可能人会想到的是水。
Now the second thing might be water.
水是必不可缺的。
The water is also indispensable.
没有水，人大概活不过两三天。
Without it, person can only survive for 2 to 3 days.
那第三样物质呢？大家能够想到是什么？
What is the third substance?
是阳光啊。
The sunshine.
可能有人会说是食物。
Some people may say food.
如果有水、有空气、有阳光，我们就一定会有食物。
So food comes from air, water, and the sunlight.
所以阳光是必不可少的， 基本的物质，是人生存不可缺少的物质。
So light is the essential substance for the survival of a human being.
而事实上，光是神在创造宇宙万物中所创造的第一个物质，最初的物质。
So in fact, light is the first thing God created when He created the universe.
它是最初的受造之物。
He was the first created.
那我们都知道，现代物理学的发现告诉我们，这个光是宇宙中最根本的、最重要的物质。
Now the discoveries of modern physics tells us that light is the most fundamental and essential substance in the universe.
光的特性决定了我们所看到的这个宇宙，我们所在的这个宇宙中的许多的基本的规律。
The characteristics of light determine many basic laws of the material world we live in.
举一个例子，比如说光的速度是这个宇宙中的基本的常数。
So for example, the speed of light is the fundamental constant in the universe.
就无论你怎么样测量光的速度，它都是一个常数，不会改变的。
So no matter how you measure it, the speed of light is a constant.
这跟声速是不一样的。
It is different from the,
the sound speed.
The speed of sound.
我还记得在大学的时候做现代物理实验。
I still remember when I was doing a modern physics experiment in college.
我们测量在实验室里面的光的速度和太阳光的速度。
We measured that the speed of the light emitted by the lamp and then and from the sun.
然后在实验室里面的灯相对于实验装置是静止的。
So the light from the light lamp is still.
我们发现这两个光的速度是一样的。
We discovered that the speed of light from both are the same.
我们都知道，地球相对于太阳是在以非常快的速度在移动的。
We know that Earth is always moving at a high speed relative to the sun.
但是这不影响我们测到的光的速度，它是个恒定值。
But this does not change the measured speed of light. That is a constant.
如果我们仔细来思想，这是多么神奇的一件事情。
If we think about it, that what an amazing phenomenon this is.
再举一个例子，比如说物质和能量，它是通过光的速度相联系的。
For another example, both matter and energy are intrinsically linked to light.
一些物质的质量和它的内在的能量，就是它的核能量，是通过光的速度相联系的。
So the quality of our matter and its intrinsic energy, the energy from its core, are linked through the speed of light.
这是爱因斯坦所发现的自能转换公式。
Now this is the mass-energy equivalence discovered by Einstein.
但我们基督徒都很清楚，这绝对不是偶然。
But of course, we Christians are very clear, know very well that this is not accidental.
因为光是最先的受造之物。
Because light is the first created thing.
而一切的受造之物都有一个共同的源头。
And all created things all have the same origin.
这一切的受造之物都在这个源头里面，和最起初的那个受造之物就是光是联系在一起的。
And they are all connected with the first created thing, which is the light.
基督是首生的，在一切受造之物之先。
Christ is the firstborn above all creation.
万物都是本于他，也因着他而造的。
All things come from him and have been created through him and for him.
而光的最先第一个受造的这个特性，是对应的，正对应的基督的那个地位。
Now the characteristics of light corresponds to the status of Christ.
所以我们知道，在圣经里面常常用光来预表耶稣基督。
So in Bible, light is often used to typify Christ in the Bible.
那么很自然的，作为受造的人的生存是离不开光的。
So naturally, as the creation, people cannot survive without light.
没有光，人生活在一个完全的黑暗的环境里面，他虽然不会马上就死。
Without light, people are living in a complete darkness, even though he won't die immediately.
但人的健康很快会出现问题。
But his health will soon have problems.
然后他会慢慢的死去。
And he will die slowly.
同样的，一个人如果不接受耶稣基督，不信从他的救赎的恩的拯救。
Similarly, if
他宝血的拯救。
Similarly, if a person does not accept Jesus Christ and does not believe in the salvation of His precious blood,
这个人的身体啊，虽然不会马上的死去。
Although this person will not die immediately.
从表面上来看，外面来看，他似乎还在这个世界上可以活得好好的。
Outwardly, it seems that he can still live happily and actively in this world.
但是他在这个黑暗的世界里面，因着人的罪，他毕竟要经历许多的问题。
But in this world, because of man's sin, he must experience many problems.
而人的身体会渐渐的衰残。
And his body is gradually declining.
或早或晚，他将要面对一个永远的死亡。
Sooner or later, he needs to face eternal death.
在约翰福音八章十二节，主耶稣说。
John chapter 8 verse 12, Jesus said,
我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
我们的身体需要阳光才能够长久健康地活着。
Our bodies need light to live for a longer time.
我们的灵魂需要耶稣基督才能够得着永远的生命。
Our souls need Jesus Christ to receive this eternal life.
他是我们生命的光。
He is the light of life.
这是我今天想跟弟兄姊妹们分享的题目。我们活出耶稣基督生命的光。
This is the topic for my sharing today, living out the light of life of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣说，我到世上来乃是光，叫凡信我的不住在黑暗里。这是约翰福音十二章四十六节。
Book of John, chapter 12, verse 46. Jesus said, I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me shall not abide in darkness.
主耶稣到世上来乃是光，要照亮一切住在黑暗中的人。
Jesus came to the world as a light to give light to those who abide in darkness.
人如果是已经在光明的里面，就不需要光了。
If a person lives in the light, there is no need for illumination.
所以要就近耶稣，要得着这生命的光，人首先第一个要知道的就是要意识到自己是在黑暗里。
Therefore, if you want to draw near to the Lord to receive the light of life, the first thing you must realize that you are in the darkness.
Oh, 在这个世界上有多少人在黑暗里而不自知啊？
There are so many people not knowing that they are in the darkness.
他不认为自己在黑暗里，也没有看到自己需要到耶稣基督的面前得着生命的光。
Not realizing that they are in the darkness, not knowing that they're in the need of the light of Jesus Christ.
光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
这是活在黑暗中而不自知的许多世人的真实的光景。
This is the real situation for people who live in darkness without knowing it.
在约翰福音十二章中，我们看见当耶稣他行了许多的神迹，包括叫死人复活的神迹之后，他的名声远传。
So we saw in the book of John, chapter 12, people have seen the signs done by Jesus, including resurrection. He resurrected people from dead. People are talking about him.
人人都在传说他的名，所以当主耶稣来到耶路撒冷的时候，众人都出来迎接他。
His name was talked about by all the people. So when he came to Jerusalem, people all went out to meet him.
但并不是众人都因着主所行的神迹来信从他。
But not all the people all believed in him because the signs he had done.
而事实上，当时的众人，包括那些来迎接他的人，并不是真正的信从了他。
But in fact, many of them, including those who went out to meet him, didn't really believe in him.
一个人不愿意信从主，是活在黑暗中而不自知的人。
Those who are unwilling to believe in the Lord are those who live in the darkness without knowing it.
是不接受光的人。
Refusing the light.
在约翰福音十二章里面， 就让你我们看到是这些人的光景，是活在黑暗中的人是什么样的人。
Now, John chapter 12 led us to see that what is the situation look like when the people are living in the darkness.
我们可以先来思想一下，也好叫我们自己受警戒。
So we shall think about it so that we will ourselves can be warned.
在约翰福音12章42节。
Now in Book of John chapter 12 verse 42.
虽然如此，官长中却有好些信他的，只因法利赛人的缘故就不承认，恐怕被赶出会堂。这是因他们爱人的荣耀过于爱神的荣耀。
Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God.
这里我们看到有一些人啊，他们是官长。
Now here we see a lot of people, they're rulers.
就在人的眼中是有地位的人。
People of status in the eyes of others.
他们看见了主所信的神迹，他们就知道主是弥赛亚。
So they have seen the signs done by Jesus, and then they believe that Jesus is Messiah.
但是他们却不愿意来信从主。
But they're not willing to believe in him.
不愿意承认主，不愿意信从耶稣。
Not willing to confess and believe in him.
因为他们不想冒着被赶出犹太会堂而威胁到他们的官长的地位的这个危险。
Because they didn't want to take the risk of being kicked out of the synagogue and have serious consequences for their status as a ruler when they came to believe in the Lord.
因着这样的顾忌啊，他们就失去了信从主、信从耶稣的这个机会。
Because of that, they have lost the opportunity to believe in the Lord.
这个会堂里面的位置、官长的地位，这都是人所看重的，是人的荣耀。
The position in the synagogue and the status of rulers are all human glory and are valued by the world.
而这个世界的权势，正是用人的荣耀来辖制人，来劳弄人。
And the power of the world always use the human glory to capture people's hearts.
人若看不见这个世界的黑暗，没有看到这些人的荣耀背后的那个黑暗的权势，他是活在黑暗里的人。
If a person cannot see the darkness of the world and the power of darkness behind these glories of men, and then he is living in the darkness.
因为他追求这个人的荣耀的心，让他没有办法能够看到主的宝贵。
And then the heart pursuing the glory of men hinders him to see how precious the glory of God.
他是活在世界的权势中，在黑暗里。
He is living under the power of the world and in darkness.
一个活在一个看不见世界的黑暗里的人，是活在黑暗里的人。
He who cannot see the darkness of the world is living under in the darkness.
我们现今所处的这个世代是一个末后的世代。
Now the time we're living in is the end age.
是一个越来越黑暗的世代。
And it's becoming increasingly dark.
我们看见从前。羞于启齿不可思人的一些污秽的事。
Now things that we were once too shameful to even speak of, things that could never be shown to others.
现今竟然可以在像奥运会开幕式这样一个全世界的一个公开的场合去公开的展示。
Now can now be openly displayed at global events like the Olympic Games opening ceremony.
世人不以为耻，反以为荣。
The world no longer sees it as shameful, but rather as a source of pride.
多少活在黑暗里的人认为这是一个时代的进步。
They consider it as a sign of progress in the world.
就是活在黑暗里的人。
They are living in the darkness.
看不见这个世界的黑暗。
They cannot see the darkness in the world.
用黑暗的势力，用人的荣耀来越来越猖狂的来诱骗人，来辖制人。
The dark forces use human glory to increasingly and recklessly deceive and control people.
一个人若是看不见这个世界的黑暗，他就活在黑暗中而不自知。
If a person cannot see the darkness in this world, then he will live in it without knowing it.
在约翰福音十二章十八到十九节。
In John chapter 12, verse 18 through 19.
众人因听见耶稣行了这神迹，就去迎接他。法利赛人彼此说：“看哪，你们是徒劳无益，世人都随从他去了。”
For this reason, the people also met him because they heard that he had done this sign. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, "You see that you are accomplishing things with accomplishing nothing. Look, the world has gone after him."
当人听见耶稣所行的神迹，就去迎接耶稣的时候，法利赛人他们有什么样的反应呢
？When the people heard and seen all the signs done by Jesus and went out to meet him, what is the response for the Pharisees?
法利赛人他们去迎接耶稣基督吗
？Did they go out to meet Jesus?
没有
，No,
甚至都没有去查考耶稣基督所行的神迹。
They didn't even go and examine clearly the signs done by Jesus Christ.
他们也没有去思想耶稣所说的话。
Nor think about the words said by Jesus.
他们的第一个反应就是，人都去信从耶稣了，那谁来信从他们呢
？Their first response was, if everybody went to believe in Jesus, follow Jesus, who else gonna follow us?
你看他们的第一个反应就是。我的荣耀。
Their first response is me, my glory.
我的利益。
My benefit.
所以法利赛人他们虽然表面上是敬拜神的，心里面却是注重罪孽，是充满了黑暗。
So the Pharisees outwardly seemed to worship God, but in their hearts they focused on sin and were filled with darkness.
所以主耶稣说，法利赛人好像粉饰的坟墓。外面好看，里面却装满了死人的骨头和一切污秽。
The Lord Jesus said, the Pharisees are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness.
这就是法利赛人的光景，他们有敬虔的外表，但是里面却是充满了死亡和黑暗。
This is the true situation of the Pharisees. They have the beautiful appearance outwardly, but they inside they're filled with death and darkness.
一个看不见自己里面的黑暗的人，是活在黑暗里的人。
A person who cannot see the darkness within is one who live in the darkness.
人心比万物都诡诈。
The human's heart is deceitful above all things.
人的心里面是装满了贪婪、嫉妒、尊敬、诡诈、骄傲和自私。
Now, human's heart is filled with greed, jealousy, rivalry, deceit, arrogance, selfishness.
人若是只是外面受一些行为规条的一些规范约束的话，里面的黑暗却不被对付。
So if a person is only constrained by external behavior norms, but the darkness inside is not illuminated or dealt with,
那他最多不过是活得像一个法利赛人，是一个粉饰的坟墓。
Then at best, there are no difference from the Pharisees, like a whitewashed tomb.
环境好的时候，从外面看好像一切都好。
So when the environment is good, it's fine.Everything is fine.
但是环境一领导，它里面真实的那个黑暗的光景就会显出来。
But once a difficult situation arises, the true darkness, the true situation in within will be revealed.
一个人只有看到自己里面的那个黑暗，才能够从黑暗里面出来。
So one person has to see the darkness within can get out of the darkness.
才能够来就近耶稣基督，能得到生命的光。
Can draw near to Jesus Christ and receive.The light of life.
一个人若是看不到自己里面的黑暗，他实在是活在黑暗里的人。
One person, if he cannot see the darkness within him, he is truly living in the darkness.
然后还有许多的百姓，他们看见了主耶稣的作为，却不信他。
And there are a lot of people, they have seen what Jesus had done, but they chose not to believe him.
在约翰福音十二章三十七节。
In the book of John, chapter 12, verse 37.
他就是主耶稣，虽然在他们面前行了许多神迹，他们还是不信他。
But although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in him.
主耶稣虽然在这些百姓面前行了许多的神迹，包括叫死人复活的神迹，但是这些百姓却还是不信他。
Even though Jesus had done so many signs before them, including resurrecting people from death, they still not believing him.
圣经上称这样的人是瞎了眼、硬着心的人。
The Bible says those people are who have blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts.
对这些看到主所行的神迹作为，却如同眼瞎一般，视而不见的人。
To those who see what the Lord has done, and then, but are like the blind.
甚至还质疑主的人，主就离开他们，隐藏了。
And seeing but not perceiving, and still question the Lord, the Lord Jesus will depart from them and hide himself.
神创造宇宙之浩瀚。
Now the vastness of the universe created by God.
神叫天降下雨露，地土长出菜蔬。
The rain and dew that God sends from heaven, the earth producing crops.
有应时的供应，生命的奇妙。
The timely provisions and the wonders of life.
这是神每一天在我们周遭都所行的神迹，都显现出来的神迹。
These are all the signs that God manifests every day in our daily life.
而且更重要的是。
Yet the more important.
耶稣基督所最大的神迹是显在我们这些蒙恩得救的人的身上。
The greatest sign of Jesus Christ is manifested in the lives of us who were saved by grace.
多少的人因着信主，生命有了极大的改变。
How many people through facing the Lord have experienced such a great change in their lives?
他们因着信靠主。跟从主，他们的人生重新充满了希望。
By following and believing the Lord, their lives are once again filled with hope.
我们今日成了何等样的人，都是因着神的恩而成的。
But by the grace of God, I am what I am.
哦，这么多的神迹在人的身边。
Now so many signs are surrounding us.
可是，多少的世人还是以为是自然的，是理所当然的。
But a lot of people, they're still taking it them for granted.
许许多人看到了这些神迹，却把它当成自然，视而不见。
Now many people they see all those signs and taking them for granted, refuse to see it.
神说这是眼瞎硬的心，这是许多世人真实的光景。
Lord said that these people are blind and burdened, their hearts are burdened.
一个看到神的作为却不信神的人。这是活在黑暗里的人。
Now the people who see the Lord's work but doesn't believe in Him is one who lives in the darkness.
当一个人他说是看到了自己的里面的黑暗，他看到自己是活在那个黑暗的权势的底下的时候。
If a person sees that they are living in darkness under the control of the power of darkness.
他看到自己是活在被黑暗所辖制的时候。他就切望要脱离那个败坏的辖制。
It's either they're under the power and control of the darkness, they will long to escape that corrupting control.
因着我们神怜悯的心肠。
Because our God's mercy.
他叫清晨的日光从高天照下来。
Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the dayspring from on high has visited us.
他要照亮坐在黑暗里、死荫里的人。
To give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death.
耶稣基督就是那清晨的日光。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the dayspring.
他要照亮坐在黑暗里、死荫里的人，是在一切的黑暗的权势下的人。
He is to give light to all those who are under the control and bondage of the power of darkness.
人若是愿意诚心悔改，愿意来就近他的光。
So if a person sincerely repents and is willing to draw near to his light.
神就我们脱离那黑暗的权势，把我们牵到他爱子的国里。
And he will deliver us from the power of darkness and convey us into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
神要叫我们脱离黑暗的权势，叫我们脱离那个黑暗的捆绑，叫我们做他光明的儿女。
He will deliver us from the power of and the bondage of darkness and let us to be the children of light.
在马太福音五章十三到十六节。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 13 to 16.
你们是世上的光，城照在山上是不能隐藏的。人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上， 就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
主耶稣是我们生命的光。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the light of life.
我们有了主耶稣，就有生命的光。
If we have Lord Jesus, we have the light of life.
而这光有光的特质。
This light has the special characteristics.
这光一定要显出它的特质。
Now the light has to manifest its characteristic.
就无论外面的环境是多么的黑暗。光的特质是不会改变的。
No matter how dark the outside is, the characteristic of the light cannot be changed.
越黑暗就越显出光的明亮。
The darker the darkness, the brighter the light.
环境越艰难就越显出光的宝贵。
Now, the more difficult the times, the environment, the more precious the light becomes.
我们属神的儿女，应当在这个幕后黑暗的时代里面，我们要显出耶稣基督生命的光。
The children of God should live out the light of the life of Jesus Christ in this last end day, dark days.
主应许我们，凡跟从他的就不在黑暗中走，要得着生命的光。
Our Lord has promised us, he who follows him shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
所以我们活出基督生命的光，就一定不在黑暗中走。
If we live out the light of the life of Jesus Christ, then we are not walking in the darkness.
所以我们属神的儿女哦，我们对这个世界的黑暗要有敏感。
So we as children of God should be sensitive to the darkness.
要有敏锐的感觉。
We have to be sensitive.
世俗的观念，这个俗世行为的那些规则，这不洁的言语。
So those worldly ideas, worldly laws of conduct, and unclean words.
这些都是与神的圣洁的性情相悖的。
They are all contrary to God's holy character.
我们这些属神的儿女，我们要常常的被光来，被生命的光来光照。
So we as children of God need to be illuminated all the time by the light of God.
当我们一碰到这些黑暗，我们要马上的被提醒，从黑暗中出来。
So that whenever we encounter those darkness, we will be reminded immediately and come out of the darkness.
不仅仅是对外面的这个黑暗，对我们里面的黑暗，我们要更加的敏感。
Not only we should be sensitive to the darkness outside, but the darkness within us, we need to be constantly illuminated.
我们里面的黑暗要常常的被主的光来光照的。
We shall let the light of Lord Jesus to shine into the darkness within.
有一个弟兄，他所工作的公司遇到了有一些动荡。
So I have a brother who the company he worked for had experiencing something.
大家都好像要面临丢工作的危险。
The company was experiencing some turmoil, so all the people are was in danger of losing their jobs.
然后这个弟兄就发现他的一个同事。变得非常的 aggressive.
And this brother discovered that one of his colleagues are getting more and more aggressive.
Aggressive, 好的方面，从好的这个方面来翻译中文的话，就是很有进取心。
So aggressive on the positive side, it can be interpreted as ambitious.
如果负面的中文翻译的话，那就是很有侵略性。
If on the negative side, it is being aggressive.
很有侵略性，就是这个弟兄就发现这个同事周末晚上周末都在加班加点的做他的项目。
So this colleague worked overtime on the weekend to finish his project.
把项目又快又好的就要交上去。
Completing it both quickly and excellently.
不仅如此。这个弟兄的项目，这个同事也赶快来帮忙。
Not only that, he also kept helping the brother with his project.
即使这些项目其实离截止日期还很远，不需要赶。
Even the deadline is still far off, and then there was no rush.
而且这个同事 这项目有什么可以报告的，这个同事就赶快去报告。
And if there's something to report, this colleague will quickly create a presentation and give the report.
所以这个弟兄呢就觉得非常有压力。
So this brother felt a lot of pressure.
然后渐渐的他心里面就有对这个同事就产生了不满。
And then more and more he felt uncomfortable with this colleague.
然后有一天这个同事邀请大家去他家里面做客。
Now one day this colleague invited everyone to his home for a barbecue party.
然后这个弟兄呢就碍于面子也去了。
So out of politeness he also went.
然后他到了这个同事家里面，他就发现这个同事有一个未成年的孩子。
So when they arrived at the colleague's house, they discovered that the colleague had a minor daughter.
这个孩子呢是有一些残疾。
So he has a disability.
他显然不能控制自己的情绪。
And he struggled to control her emotions.
然后他就知道原来这个孩子是要不断的去看医生，费用非常的昂贵。
So he got to know that this daughter has to see the doctors constantly, which costs a lot of money.
所以这个同事他必须要有一份工作保住他的保险。
So this colleague had to secure his work to make sure that his daughter had insurance.
所以这个弟兄就恍然大悟，为什么这个同事这么 aggressive?
So this brother suddenly realized why this colleague had to be so aggressive.
因为他这个同事实在是需要一份工作，他有极大的需要这份工作。
Because he truly had a great need to keep his job.
所以弟兄再仔细的看看自己里面的光景。
So when the brother looked inward,
然后他就发现不知不觉中，他对这个同事就有了嫉妒，有了尊敬，有了不怜悯的心。
And he realized that unknowingly he had developed a heart of rivalry, jealousy, and a lack of compassion toward this colleague.
所以人的心是会常常的不知不觉的落在黑暗的里面。
So people's hearts often unconsciously fall into darkness.
我们属天的儿女我们常常需要回到主的面前，用主的光来光照我们里面的黑暗。
We as children of God need the light of life of Jesus Christ to constantly shine on us.
用主的光驱逐我们里面的黑暗。
Driving out the darkness within us.
叫我们不在黑暗中行。
So that we shall not walk in darkness.
所以我们里面的黑暗要常常蒙主的光照。
The darkness within shall be illuminated by the light of life of Jesus Christ.
还有一个特别的情形是圣经上特别提到是活在黑暗中的情形。
Now there's one particular situation mentioned in the Bible is living in darkness.
是神所不喜悦的。
Which is something that God hates.
在约翰一书二章九节里面说到。
In the First John chapter 2 verse 9.
人若说自己在光明中却恨他的弟兄，他到如今还是在黑暗里。
He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now.
可能我们不会觉得我们是会去恨自己的弟兄。
So perhaps we don't think that we would ever hate our own brothers.
最多是在侍奉中我们有不同的意见，不同的看法。
At most, there may be differences in opinions and perspectives during services.
也许有的时候以至于我们会有不和谐的言语和感觉。
Leading to some disharmonious words and feelings.
可是神的话很清楚地告诉我们。
But the word of the Lord has told us clearly.
是，凡是尊敬、无知、悖逆。服侍各样私欲，常存嫉妒的心，是可恨的，又是彼此相恨。
For we ourselves were also once unpeaceable, foolish, rebellion, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another.
若是我们在侍奉中，我们觉得我们自己的看见是比较好的。
If in service, we always feel that our seeings are better.
可能不是最好。
Maybe not the best.
但至少比别人的意见要好。
But at least better than others.
别的弟兄如果有不一样的看见、不一样的意见的时候，心里面就不高兴，甚至起了厌恶的心。
When another brother has a different perspective, different seeing, and we feel unhappy, or even have a heart full of aversion.
这实际上是恨弟兄。
This is in reality hatred towards our brother.
所以我们要求主来怜悯我们。
So we need to ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
叫他天上的荣光，他的恩光，来照亮我们里面的黑暗。
So His gracious light may shine on the darkness within us.
叫我们能够一直活在他的光中。
So that we may always live in His light.
所以活出基督生命的光，不仅仅要从黑暗里面出来，不是仅仅不活在黑暗里。
So living out of the light of Lord, life of Jesus Christ, not only getting out of the darkness, not living, walking in the darkness.
在腓立比书二章十五节。
In the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 15.
在这弯曲悖谬的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。
That you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and a perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life.
所以活出基督生命的光，更加是要跟从主，要做主明光的见证。
So living out the light of Christ's life means following the Lord more closely and being a witness to His light.
在我们的头脑里面，我们自觉不自觉的，我们常常有一些错误的观念。
So we often unconsciously have the idea of this, all those wrong ideas.
然后我们会觉得跟从主，做主明光的见证，这好像是一个很高很远的目标。
That following the Lord and becoming a witness of this, of the Lord's light is a very high and far-reaching goal.
只有那些生命非常老练，那些很属灵的弟兄姊妹，他们才能够为主做那个荣光的见证。
Only those spiritually matured and then spiritual giants, and they can make this witness for the Lord.
做主荣光的见证似乎与我们的日常的生活离得很远。
Being a witness for our Lord's light seems far from our daily life.
但实际上跟从主。做主明光的见证是我们信主的基督徒，我们在每一天的生活里面所应该操练的。
But in fact, following the Lord and bearing witness for His light can and should be practiced in our daily lives.
比如说我们与世人的交往。
For example, our interactions with the outsiders, with the people out in the world.
我们基督徒信主了，我们不是说就与这个世界就隔绝了，与世人就隔绝了。
So as Christians, after we were saved, we don't just separate ourselves from the world.
不是说我们就自成一个体系，就不跟世人来往了。
And form a system of our own, and then stop interacting with them.
那个是宗教徒的做法。
So that is the approach of those religious people.
神的话是叫我们要。爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往。
Lord's word says that we need to walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time.
那在旧约尼希米记七章三节那里有一个美好的图画。
In the Old Testament book of Nehemiah, chapter 7, verse 3, there is a very beautiful picture.
对，那里说到，我就是尼希米，吩咐他们说。等到太阳上升才可开耶路撒冷的城门，人上看守的时候就要关门上栓。
I said to them, do not let the gates of Jerusalem be opened until the sun is hot, and while they stand guard, let them shut and bar the doors.
我们知道在尼希米记里面，尼希米带领以色列民他们重建了城墙。
We know that in the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah led the people of Jerusalem, the Israelites, to rebuild the wall.
就是耶路撒冷的城墙。
The wall of Jerusalem.
是预表着神家的见证。
The wall of Jerusalem typifies the testimony of the house of God.
这个见证也是一个界限。
And then this testimony is also a boundary.
是代表着神的儿女和世界的一个界限。
Representing the difference, the boundary between God's children and the world.
就是我们属神的儿女和世界要有分别。
There should be difference between the children of God and the people in the world.
但是神的儿女不是说待在城里面就不出去了。
But the children of God do not just stay inside the city and avoid interaction with others.
神的儿女和世上的人是有来往的，但是这个来往是通过城门的。
There are interactions between the children of God and outsiders, but these interactions have to happen through the gates.
对，耶路撒冷的城墙上面是有城门的。
The city wall has gates.
而这个城门它打开的时候是一定是要有光的时候。
And then when the gates opened, there has to be light.
当太阳要落山，在守门的还正在守望的时候，就要把门关上，上栓。
When the sun sets and while they stand guard, they shall shut and bar the doors.
我们属主的儿女，我们与世人交往，我们需要有基督耶稣的光。
So as children of God, we need the light of Jesus Christ to interact with outsiders.
我们说什么话，做什么事，都要蒙主的光来光照。
Whatever we say and everything we do must be illuminated by the light of the Lord.
我们与世人交往，我们要行在光明之中，无可指摘。
During all those interactions, we must walk in the light and blameless.
若是我们在一种情形下，我们心里面不清楚的话，我们好像没有主的光的时候。
If we are under that situation that we do not, our hearts are not clear.And then no lack the Lord's light.
我们要关门上栓了。
Then we have to shut the door and bar the door.
要赶紧警醒起来。
And then wake up and then be alert.
我们宁可等候，不说话，不做事。
It is better to wait, to refrain from speaking or doing acting.
要一直等到主的光显在我们的心中。
Until the Lord's light shines forth.
这是神的智慧啊。
This is God's wisdom.
我们需要用这个智慧与外人来交往。
We need this wisdom to interact with other people.
只有这样，我们才能够在这个黑暗悖谬的时代里面做神光明的儿女。
So that we can be the children of God's light in this dark and rebellious generation.
那跟从主，做主光明的见证，这是我们属神的儿女在侍奉中也应该有的操练。
So following the Lord and being the witness of His light is also a practice that we, as children of God, should have in our daily lives, in our service.
应该说，在侍奉中，如果我们没有主的光的话，这个侍奉是死的侍奉。
So if we are serving the Lord without light, then the service is death.
要照着神的旨意来侍奉，我们需要耶稣基督生命的光。
Serving according to God's will requires the light of the life of Jesus Christ.
在利未记二十四章一到二节，这里有一幅非常好的图画，旧约里面的图画。
There's another good picture in the Old Testament in the book of Leviticus, chapter 24, verse 12. Chapter 24, verse 1 to 2.
对，利未记二十四章一到二节，耶和华晓谕摩西说，要吩咐以色列人。把那为点灯捯成的新橄榄油拿来给你，使灯常常点着。在会幕中法柜的幔子外，亚伦从晚上到早晨，必在耶和华面前经理这灯。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring to you pure oil of pressed olives for the light, to make the lamps burn continually. Outside the veil of the testimony, in the tabernacle of meeting, Aaron shall be in charge of it from evening until morning before the Lord continually.
所以在旧约的时代，祭司就大祭司有一个非常重要的职责，就是保证圣所里面一定要有光。
So in the Old Testament time, an important responsibility of the high priest was to ensure that there was always light in the holy place.
即使在黑夜中。大祭司要使金灯台上有光。
Even in the dark of the night, the high priest had to keep the lamps on the golden lampstand burning.
这样，无论是在白昼还是在黑夜，圣所里面总是有光的。
So no matter it is day or night, there's always light in the holy place.
所以在这里面，我们看见一幅图画。
Now we can see a picture here.
就是圣所里面要有光。就必须要有大祭司来看管金灯台上的灯呢。
that in order to have light in the holy place, there must be a high priest tending the lamp on the golden lampstand.
但除此以外，还有一个非常重要的条件。
But besides that, there is another important factor.
就是要有经橄榄油所压出来的油来做那个灯油。
That is, there must also be pure oil of pressed olives.
只要有这两个条件，圣所中就总是有光。
As long as these two conditions are met, there will always be light in the holy place.
如今在新约恩典的时代里呢，耶稣基督成为我们慈悲忠信的大祭司。
Now today, in this time of grace of the New Testament, Lord Jesus Christ has become our a merciful and faithful High Priest.
他亲自治理神的家。
He is ruling and has reigned in the house of God.
聚会中只要有主的同在，就如同大祭司在那里看管金灯台上的灯。
Whenever the Lord's presence is in the gathering, it is as if the high priest is overseeing the lamps on the golden lampstand.
所以主耶稣基督他看过主的聚会，所以基督成为我们的灯。
So Lord Jesus is watching over His church. He has become our lamp.
他让聚会中能够充满那个荣耀的光。
So he has filled the gathering with His glorious light.
人一来到聚会中就能够遇见这个光。
Whenever people enter the gathering, they will encounter this light.
这是耶稣基督已经成就的。
This is something has been done by Lord Jesus.
但是我们这些属神的儿女，我们身上有什么样的责任呢？
Now for us, the children of God, what is our responsibility?
我们要让那灯台上有橄榄油啊。
We have to keep those pure olive oil on the lamp.
橄榄油是青橄榄被压碎除去渣滓之后流出来的油。
So the pure olive oil is the oil that flows out after the olives were crushed and then the impurities are removed.
是百姓甘心乐意的奉献。
It represents the willingness and the joyfulness offer, the joyful offering of the people.
所以在我们的侍奉中能不能让聚会有光，是生命的光，是取决于我们愿不愿意被舍己被破碎。
So whether our service can bring the light of life to the gathering depends on whether we are willing to be broken and whether we are willing to offer ourselves.
取决于我们愿不愿意甘心的奉献。
Depends on whether we are willing to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
当一个聚会的里面，大家在侍奉中有不同的意见的时候。
When everyone, when we do have different opinions and perspectives in the gathering.
如果每个人都觉得自己的意见是最好的，都不愿意放下，都不愿意舍己的时候。
If everyone is thinking that our opinions are the best, we cannot let it go. We're refusing to deny ourselves.
你就会发现这个聚会里面没有光，在黑暗的里面。
Then you will find that there is no light in the gathering. We are all walking in darkness.
聚会会失去方向。
Then this gathering will lose its direction.
那什么时候人愿意放下自己，愿意被破碎舍己？
So whenever someone is willing to be broken and let go of his thoughts and opinions.
愿意把自己摆出来，甘心奉献。
And is deny himself and is willing to offer himself.
你就发现青橄榄油就多了一点了。
And you will find a little bit of the pure olive oil will come out.
那金灯台上的灯就亮了一些。
And a little bit brighter the lamp and on the lampstand.
生命的光就显出来了一点。
And a little bit of the light of life will be revealed.
然后再多一个弟兄姊妹愿意放下，愿意奉献，那个灯又亮了一些。
If there's one more person who is willing to let go and offer willingly, there will be more pure olive oil.
当越来越多的弟兄姊妹愿意甘心奉献，愿意舍己，你会发现这个灯越来越亮。
So until all more and more brothers and sisters are willing to deny themselves and offer themselves, you will find the brighter the lamp is.
耶稣基督生命的光就显在他的聚会中越来越亮。
Now the light of the life of Christ Jesus Christ will be revealed in his gatherings, brighter and brighter.
好，深愿我们弟兄姊妹，我们都愿意舍己，愿意甘心的奉献。
We pray that all of our brothers and sisters will be willing to sacrifice, deny yourself, and then offer yourselves.
让耶稣基督生命的光来充满他的聚会。
And let the Lord, the light of Lord, the life of Jesus Christ to fill in his gatherings.
让这生命的光来带领他聚会的路。
Let this light of life to lead the way of this gathering.
在约翰福音十二章三十五节那里，耶稣对他们说。
In the book of John, chapter 12, verse 35.
光在你们中间还有不多的时候，应当趁着有光行走，免得黑暗临到你们。那在黑暗里行走的，不知道往哪何处去。你们应当趁着有光，信从这光，使你们成为光明之子。
A little while longer, the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light.
主耶稣在这里，当然一方面是指的他在地上作为人子的时间已经不多了。
Here the Lord Jesus is referring to himself as the Son of Man, speaking about his imminent departure from among them.
从那时过了不多久，主耶稣就要上十字架了。
Not long after this, he would soon go to the cross.
人就不能在肉眼中看见他了。
People will not see him in our physical eyes.
但是正是主耶稣在十字架上受死、复活、升天，他成就了救恩。
But it is exactly through Lord Jesus' death on the cross, his resurrection and his ascension that salvation was accomplished.
因着这宝血的救赎。让生命的光可以照在了人的心中。
Because of the salvation of His precious blood, the light of life can shine into our hearts.
所以我相信主耶稣说，光在你们中间还有不多的时候，这其实也是指的人在地上有只有不多的时日可以蒙主的光照。
So when our Lord says, "A little while longer, the light is with you," also refers to the reality that on earth, people have only a short time to have the opportunity to be illuminated by the Lord's light.
所以主说，光在你们中间还有不多的时日。
So our Lord said, "A little while longer, the light is with you."
这不仅仅是指的对着那个时候的以色列民说的。
So this statement was not only directed at the people of Israel at that time.
主说光还不多的时日，这也是对着我们每一个人说的。
A little while longer the light is with you is also speaking to each one of us today.
人在地上的年日是非常的有限的。
So a person's days on earth are very limited.
能够信从主，成为光明之子的机会，不是无限到永远的。
The opportunity to believe in the Lord and to become a child of light is not indefinite or eternal.
当审判的那日，如果人还没有信从主，没有得着他宝血的救恩的话，那个出黑暗入光明的机会就没有了。
So until the day of judgment, if one has not believed the Lord, the opportunity to pass from darkness into light will be gone.
人就要面对那个永远的黑暗。
They will need to face eternal darkness.
那么对于我们这些信主的人呢？
And for those of us who are believers,
我们能够跟从主，能够为主为光做为生命的光做见证的机会也不多啊。
So the opportunity to follow him and be a witness of his light on earth does not last forever.
为主做见证，在地上做见证，不是说到永远的。
This opportunity does not last forever.
我们在天上到了那个荣耀的家的时候，那个天上没有黑暗了。
When we get to the glorious home, heavenly home, there is no darkness over there.
没有机会来悔改，被主来光照了。
No need for repentance to be illuminated by the Lord's light.
没有需要来舍己来为主做见证了。
And no need to deny ourselves to bear witness for Him.
所以我们这些光明的儿女，我们要抓住有限的年日。
So the children of God, the children of His light, we need to seize the limited days we have.
要爱惜光阴，趁着有光的时候来跟从他，做光明之子。
We need to redeem the time, and while we still have the light, follow the Lord and be sons of law, sons of light.
以赛亚书六十章一到三节。
Book of Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 through 3.
兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到，耶和华的荣耀发现照耀你。看哪、啊。黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万里，耶和华却要显现照耀你，他的荣耀要显在你身上，万国要来救你的光，君王要来救你发现的光辉。
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you.And his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising.
我们所处的这个末后的时代，实在是一个黑暗遮盖万民，幽暗遮盖，黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民的一个末后的时代。
The generation we live in is truly the darkness covering the earth, and deep darkness over the people of the last days.
我们放眼望四周。感觉好像全地都伏在那恶者的手下。
When we look around us, we feel that the whole world lies under the sway of the evil ones.
但是黎明前的黑暗是最深的黑暗。
And the darkness, but the darkness before the dawn is the deepest darkness.
因为主要来的日子实在是近了。
Because the day of the Lord's return is near.
欣喜发光，这是耶稣基督生命的光已经发出了。
Arise.Shine. The light of the life of Jesus Christ has already been revealed.
耶和华的荣耀要遍满全地。
And the glory of the Lord will fill the earth.
万国要伏在基督的权柄之下。
All nations will come under Christ's authority.
万民都要看见他生命的光，来就近这生命的光。
And all people will draw near to his life, and then the life-giving light.
欣喜发光。这也是主对我们这些属神的儿女的呼召。
Arise, shine is also a calling from the Lord to us, the children of God.
因为耶稣基督的生命的光已经照在了我们的心里。
Because the light of the life of Jesus Christ has already shone into our lives, our hearts.
叫我们这些属神的儿女，我们不在黑暗中行。
So that the children of God are no longer walking in the darkness.
呼召我们跟从主。愿意舍己。
He is calling us to follow him, willing to deny ourselves.
呼召我们甘心奉献，爱心光阴，呼召我们做神在这个末后的黑暗的时代里面的明光的儿女。
Calling us to joyfully offer ourselves, redeem the time, and then be a witness for God's light in this dark and age.
让我们一起仰望主。
Let's have a little prayer.
主，我们感谢你，你生命的光已经发出。
Lord, we praise you that your life has been the light of your life has been revealed.
正照在我们这些信靠你、跟从你的人的心中。
And is shining through the hearts of the people who believe and follow you.
驱除我们里面的黑暗。
And remove all the darkness from us.
开我们心中的眼睛。
Open our inner eyes.
好，叫我们看见。主啊，在这个末后的时代里，你对我们有何等大的荣耀 的呼召
？So that we can see that what a glorious calling you have for us today in this dark end age.
我们做你的明光的儿女是何等的有福
！Being the children of your light, of the Lord Jesus is so blessed.
我们来走这条属天的道路，是通往生命丰盛的道路。
The way of heaven, the heavenly way that we're walking on is the way toward heaven.
哦，愿你的话语在我们的心中成为我们前面的亮光。
May your word in us can be the lamp ahead of us.
照亮我们前面的路
shining through the way before us
让我们紧紧地跟从你直到我们见你的那一日
so that we can follow you tightly until the day we see you face to face
所以我们感谢你祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
Lord we thank you in Jesus name we pray Amen